Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to Our Daily Bread. This is August the 20th, 25. Wednesday, August the 20th, 2025. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change. I used to say change, but now we changed it to, the Lord said, transform your life. We will never be the same in Jesus' name. Welcome to First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming to the filling station, the boot camp, the oasis, and the rivers of living water. How we love to come and minister the Word of God. And I was talking to the Lord, and he was saying, you know, we have to continually, we think we heard everything about healing, but we need to always keep our hearts, our spirit man open to the Word of God. And we can never get enough healing scriptures in us to keep us healthy. But what we have in our hearts is already keeping us healthy, but we want to stay healthy all the time, finish our assignment, run our course, run our race with joy, looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, and the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we can come and minister your word that gives us health to our bodies, Father, and healing to all our flesh. Your word is medicine to all our flesh, and we thank you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. We thank you for all our listeners, Father, but most of all our hearers, because listening and not doing is not enough. We need to be doers of the word. Say, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the word. Amen. I not only listen, but I do the word of God. So I thank you for this time, Father. We bless all the people that are here to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying unto them. And it'll encourage them, it'll heal their bodies, it will protect them, give them provision, protection, whatever we need, the King, Jesus, will supply for this day. Every need that we have, the King supplies it because we are His sons and daughters of the Most High God, the Creator of heaven and earth. And He takes so great care of us. He loves us so much. So Father, we just want to say thank you so much for giving us another day of living in the light of your word and your authority and your power and ability. It's your authority and power and ability that keeps us alive. It's your eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever. And we just want to say thank you for giving us the abundant life, the overflowing, the over the top, and the excessive life of God. Father, you never wanted us. You have never had it in your heart for us to struggle. As long as we are in you, Christ in me, and I'm in Christ, and you supply everything I would ever need, the fullness of God resides in me as a son and as a daughter of the Most High God. You supply every need I would ever need this day. And so I thank you and I praise you and glorify you. So let's get going, and I'll bring you this new devotional. This is Mark 4:24, Amplified Bible. And he said to them, be careful what you're hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear, the truth is God's word that you hear, will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you, and more besides will be given to you who hear. We hear and we're doers. Like I said, hear and obey and the devil can't stay. Amen. Hear and obey and the devil can't stay. Hallelujah. Mark 4:24. Hallelujah. In this scripture, Jesus reveals how to increase the measure of healing power that flows into our bodies. The more we give ourselves to hearing and doing, meditating upon the word, thinking about the Word, studying the Word of God, speaking the Word of God, and acting on the Word of God upon divine healing truths, which is the Word of God, the greater the measure of healing power that will flow in our bodies. Amen. And keep us healed. A.B. Simpson makes a statement in his book, The Gospel of Healing, that is so foundational to faith, all believers would do well to take it to heart. The new life must be kept by constant abiding in Him and receiving from Him. It is not only a permanent deposit, but a constant dependence. Did you hear that? It's not only a permanent deposit. Once we deposit that word in, we think we don't have to deposit anymore. Nope. But a constant dependence on the Word of God. We depend on the eternal, living, everlasting Word that abides in us forever. Paul's writings reflect the same understanding in Acts 17:28. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Can I hear an amen? Thank you, Jesus. God's plan is for the believer's life to be guided and led by Him. We are to look to God moment by moment for the constant inflow of His sustaining life. And don't we need His sustaining life every moment, every second of our lives? The final result will be that our entire being will be affected and filled with the fullness of God. Amen? We have the fullness of the Godhead living inside of us. This is the three-step process Paul stated in Acts 17:28. If we continually draw our life from Him, it will affect our decisions and the moves we make, and then our entire being will be filled with Him. If we continually draw our life from Him, it will affect our decisions and the moves we make, and then our entire being will be filled with Him. The believer who walks in ongoing health draws his health from the Word of God on a daily basis. Proverbs 4:22 tells us, "For they, His words are life unto those that find them, and health and medicine to all their flesh." It is so good. I was meditating on that. Proverbs 4:21-22, it says, who are they? God's words are life to those that find them, and healing and health to all their flesh, healing for their entire body. Another translation says, these words are the secret life and health to all who discover them. God's word will heal their whole body. The Message Bible says, dear friend, listen well to my words. Tune your ears to my voice. Keep my message, my words in plain view at all times. Concentrate, learn them by heart. To those who discover these words of mine, live. Really live, body and soul. They are bursting with health. We will be bursting with health when we keep the Word of God. Amen. Proverbs 4:21. Do not let God's words depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, in your spirit man, the inward man of your heart. Let God's words penetrate deep into your spirit. Let God's word penetrate deep into your spirit. Don't let them escape from your sight. Keep them in your spirit. The devil can't get to our spirit. It can attack our bodies and our soul, but our spirit, man, when we put the word in there, he cannot take the word concerning healing or anything that we would ever need in our spirit. That's why the word says it is healing to all our flesh, our soul, and our body. He didn't say it's healing to all your spirit, because your spirit's already healed. Your spirit has everything it needs, but our bodies don't, and our souls don't, and our emotion. So that's why we need to keep the word before our eyes and have it in our mouths and declare it and release it as the two-edged sword. Amen. All the time, speaking his word. Remember, for his words are life to those that find them, and health and medicine to all our flesh. If natural medicine is taken on a daily basis, it will perform its purpose, right? But if taken only sporadically, it will lose its effectiveness. This is also true of the Word of God. We need to put it every day, people of God, every day, if we want to stay healthy and whole in Jesus' name. If a daily dosage of God's healing word is consumed by a sick person, even a well person, even if you're well and healthy, you keep putting that word. Don't let that word of God depart from your mouth or from your heart or from your eyes or your ears. We want to keep the word of God that keeps us healthy all the time. Amen. It will also perform its purpose, which is health to our body. But if it is taken only sporadically, the word of God, its power and effectiveness is diluted by lukewarm attitude. Its power and effectiveness is diluted by a lukewarm attitude that we do not want to put the word in. We don't want to put any time to spend with the Lord, having sweet fellowship with Him and having a sweet relationship with Him. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. But when He went to the cross and gave Himself up for us and was crucified, it was all about us. He did it for you and for me. That's how much love He had. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark 7, 24, 30. When the Syrophoenician woman requested healing from Jesus for her demon-possessed daughter, Jesus responded by saying, "Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs." Can you believe Jesus was saying? That's how much He loved us. It was for us. First, it was for the children of Israel, the Jewish people. Then we were grafted in, and now it belongs to us too. Amen. We can see in this message that Jesus called healing the children's bread. It is God's bread for our life and for our health. It is medicine to all our flesh. In prayer, Jesus requested the Father, "Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day your word that becomes bread to our flesh and medicine to all our flesh and healing to all our flesh." Amen. Matthew 6:11. It is a daily diet of healing bread that brings and maintains health in believers' body. Are you a believer? Yes, I am. Are you a daughter of the Most High God? Yes, I am. Are you a son of the Most High God? Yes, you say, yes, I am, if you are. Amen. These portions will bring health to a sick body, peace to a tormented mind, and joy to a depressed soul. Hallelujah. We don't want to have a sick body. We don't want to be tormented in our minds. And we do not want to be depressed. And in God, we don't need to be sick in our bodies. We don't have to be tormented in our minds. We can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. A child of God should be always joyful. I don't care what happens around us, we can have the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's a supernatural joy that God gives us, and it gives us strength to our bodies. Amen. Meditate upon these portions all throughout the day. Ponder these truths of God's words deeply. Repeat them to yourself throughout the day and let his medicine do its divine work in your body. Let each truth soak deeply into your spirit. The revelation of God's words are so life-changing, we do ourselves a great injustice to read simply to get through it. Sometimes we just read through the word simply to do our duties. It is not a duty. It is a relationship with God. And that's what we want, a relationship with Him. And that's why we want to read His word, meditate on it, get it deep into our spirit, because His word is medicine to all our flesh and healing to all our body. Amen? Repeat them yourself, the word of God, throughout the day. Speak His word to your body, to your mind, to your flesh. Let it be, His word be medicine to do the divine work in your body. Let each truth soak deeply into your spirit. The revelation of God's word are so life-changing. We do ourselves a great injustice to read simply to get through the day. No, we want to get His word so it can be life-changing truth in our lives. Amen? Another day of living in the light of His word, in His authority and power and His ability. Amen? We should study the word to gain revelation. We want revelation. The revelation He gives us, boy, those are gold nuggets. They are to do us good, to keep us the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God that He gives to us. For it is only revelation that is lived that will ever change us. Did you get that? For it is only revelation of God's word that is lived that will ever change us. We live in that revelation that He gives us. Amen? The more we read His word, the more it becomes real to us. As the old song says, come and dine, the Master calls. Come and dine. You can feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry, He calls us now. Come and dine at the table of Jesus all the time. He has set a table before us in the presence of our enemies. God is so good to us. That's how much He loves us, that He gave Jesus to us. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Father. I bless you. I honor you. I worship you. I thank you for keeping me alive. Thank you, Father. Thank you that July 20th was the day that I went that evening to the hospital because the enemy attacked me with an acute stroke. And I went in July 20th and they released me July 22nd. So Father, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Today is August 20th. Thank you for keeping me alive. It is your word, your life-giving word that gives me great health. And I thank you, Lord. Psalms 118:17, I shall live and not die, and I will declare the works of the Lord. I shall live and not die, and I will declare the works of the Lord. I shall live and not die, and I will declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118:17. And I thank you, Father, that you are gracious and kind. You're the one that kept me alive. And I thank you that I have nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing damaged, and nothing broken. I have a sharp, quick, alert mind. It is you that has kept me alive. And I thank you, Father God, that I can walk healthy. I am whole. I have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. I have a quick, sharp, alert mind. The memory of the righteous is blessed. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. That's how quick you gave me healing, Father. It was already in there. And I thank you, Father, that I listened to the Holy Spirit that night, July 20th, when I was, my leg, I couldn't walk, and the side of my mouth felt like somebody gave me Novocaine that I had gone to the dentist, but I heard the Holy Spirit, the great Holy Spirit of God, take an aspirin. didn't make sense to me, but I went ahead and took it. And I thank you, Father, that I listen. That's when you speak, you want us to hear and obey. Hear and obey. And the devil can't stay. And I thank you that when I went into emergency, the attendants there, the nurses, they were saying, it's a good thing you took that aspirin, because that aspirin helped to make the blood flow through that little artery, or I would have had to have surgery. A blood clot would have formed, but thank you, Jesus, how you saved my life. How I trust and rely and cling unto you, Father. I depend. You are my total source. You are my total provision and protection. You are the total lover of my life. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father. I love you, Holy Spirit. And I thank you for my divine companion, my divine counselor, my divine teacher for the journey, that I am not left alone and neither are you. We have a companion, the great Holy Spirit of God, that lives and abides and lives in us forever, that is with us this journey every day. Every day is a journey for us, and he is our divine companion, and he helps us to make decisions if we only learn to hear and obey and listen to his voice and follow his instructions, because it will save our life. It will save our life if we listen to the Holy Spirit. He will lead us and guide us and direct us where we should be, where we shouldn't be, what to say, how to act, what not to say, where not to go, where to go. In these days, there are a lot of things going on. The demonic world is really active. And that's why we have to stay close to the Word of God. Stay connected to the Word of God, to the Holy Spirit, to Jesus. Don't let go. Hold on to his hand. Be led of the Holy Spirit. Always listen. Listen to his voice. We don't listen with our minds. Yes, we see things, and things come against our minds, but we hear, we look inwardly to the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that is in us, our spirit man that speaks to us. The Holy Spirit speaks to our spirit man, and we respond to what our spirit man is telling us. And at times, the Holy Spirit will speak loudly to us if we're going the wrong direction, or we're saying the wrong thing, or we're going to somewhere we shouldn't be. And he warns us for things to come. He warns us, don't go here, don't go there, don't say that, get away from there, don't go to that place, don't go to that restaurant today, stay home, whatever it may be. We are to be very carefully listening to the Spirit of God in these days, because the demonic world is very active, trying to take us out as children of God, wanting to blind our minds. He blinds the minds of the unbelievers, but we're not unbelievers. We're children of God. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. We are kings and priests on this earth and ambassadors, and he called us to walk in his authority, his power, and his ability. And we wail out that two-edged sword all the time. And that is his word, the eternal, living, everlasting word that lives and abides in us forever. So I bless you, Lord. I worship you. I magnify your name. We strive every day. We listen. And we hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto us. We get the word in us. The word is life-changing, and it transforms our lives daily. We cannot live without the word of God. His word is life and health and medicine to all our flesh, and we endeavor to follow his instructions. The manual that he left us was his holy written word, that we would obey and do what the word says. Do what the word says. And we meditate on the Word of God. We keep it before our eyes. We keep it before our ears and our mouth and in our spirit, man. And we follow after you wholeheartedly, Father God. We thank you that you love us so much. We thank you. And I call you people heal. I call you people prosperous. I call you people that are have peaceful minds. That the enemy, when he comes to try to attack their minds, they have the mind of Christ. They have the memory of the righteous. They have a sound mind, a prosperous mind, a self-controlled mind, a disciplined mind, because we have the mind of Christ. And we are in Christ, and he is in us. And how we love you, Jesus, how we love you, how we bless you, how we honor you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Father. I plead the blood of Jesus over every hearer that is tuned in, listening. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, over their homes, their property, their vehicles, their goings, their comings, in the marketplace, in the workplace, the highways and byways. They are protected by the blood of Jesus that is a supernatural magnetic shield all around them. They're in the bubble from trouble. They're in the canopy of God's love and protection. Always over their homes, over their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Father, in the name of Jesus, their son-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. And I thank you and I praise you, Father, that we stay hooked up with the Spirit of God. And we do your word, and we love you, we bless you, and we honor you. And we'll see you next week for healing service. Brother Andrew or me will do healing service next Wednesday. We thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you that you come because you want to be strengthened, you want to be encouraged, you want to be protected, you want to be provided, and you want to walk in the fullness of the Godhead that is in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, Christ in you and you in Christ, the anointed one in you. We love you and we thank you. And we thank you for all your love and your prayers that go for us every day. And thank you for your prayers and love that you, all of you that sent me cards, give well cards. I thank you so much. I love you. And be blessed and have a great evening in Jesus' name. We'll see you next week. God bless you. Amen.